Greetings, welcome back to another ongoing series of Shirim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzhak Shalom. We're now in Masechet Menachot, Daf Chaf Hey Amud Aleph at the Mishnah at the top of the Amud. Itmah Kometz V'Kirvo. This is the second half of Mishnah. Gimel Itmah Kometz V'Kirvo. Let's say that the Kometz became Tameh. You can't offer it, but let's say he did offer it. Hatzitz Meratzeh. It is accepted as a Korban because the Tzitz creates acceptance for it. But Yatzah v'hikrivo, but if the Kometz, on the other hand, was Yotze, meaning it left the precincts of the Azara, then Ein Atzitz Meratzeh, why Shatzitz Meratzeh L'Tameh, V'Ein Meratzeh Al HaYotze. The Tzitz affects Ritzui for that which is Tameh, but not for that which is Yotze. And as you can anticipate, our Gemara is now going to provide the sources for that distinction. Tanu Rabbanan, in the Pasuk about the Tzitz, Aaron's going to wear the Tzitz, V'nasa Aaron et Avon HaKodashim, it will bear the sin of the Kodashim. Chieza avon hu nosei, which sin? Im to avon pigul, harek far nemar lo yechashev. In regards to pigul, it says it cannot be accepted. Im to avon notar, which is a parallel to pigul, harek far nemar lo yeratzeh. It won't be accepted. Ha'en osei al avon tuma in some cases is accepted. Chutra michalab et sibur, when the tzibur is tamein. Of course, this is not the same, because in our pasuk, we're talking about tumat basar, or tumat hakometz in this case. Whereas Tumashu Trobet Sibur is Tumat Haguf, when the people are Tameh. But nonetheless, the problem of Tumah is overlooked in certain cases, whereas Pigul and Notar never are. Now, Matkif Tor Abizera, Im Avon Yotze, maybe it's Yotze, Shutar Michlalo B'Bama. After all, in the case of B'Bama, there is no problem of Yotze. So Yotze, just like Tumah, has cases or circumstances where it's Mutar. Amalei Bayam Arkra Alu Ratzon L'Mifnei Hashem. The pasuk about the tzitz says it's going to create a ritzui before Hashem. So therefore, avon lifnei Hashem in avon diyotzei lo. So it has to be a sin which is happening in the precincts of the mikdash, not about yotzei. Matkar bila. So real challenge is aim avon small. Maybe it's the sin of doing avoda with the left hand. Shutar michlal biyom kippurim. Because just like tuma, that has a place where it's mutar, which is when the kohen gadol holds the ktoret in his left hand. Rabbi makra avon. It has to bear a sin. Avon shayabo dechitiv, meaning this is something that was a sin, and I said to overlook it. Tuma is a problem, and it gets trumped. Small is not a problem. Afuke makipurim dechshero besmallu. It's proper to do with the left hand. Rashi Amar, he has a different answer to that. Avon hakodashim is the pasuk, sins of the kodashim, v'lo avon hamakdishim, not a sin of those who are the officiants, like using the left hand. So there's a problem with the substance of the hekdish itself. Rav Sima Bered Rav Idi, Rav Ashi. Amri Rav Sima Bered Rav Ashi, Rav Ashi. Somebody asked Rav Ashi, Eim Avon Balmum, maybe the tzitz is meratzeh if you brought a Balmum. Shutam Rechol Abofot, because after all, birds don't have the problem of Balmum. Damamar, Tamut V'Zachut Pebema, Ve'in Tamut V'Zachut Pebofot. There is no gender issue or Tamut requirement that it not be a Balmum among birds. Amar Le'alach, Amar Kra, he says, refer to that. The Pasuk says, Lo Yeratzeh, and regarding Balmum, it says, Kilo l'ratzon yelachem, it'll never be accepted. A Balmum can never be accepted, and therefore, that cannot be what we're talking about. And that settles why the Avon HaKodashim referred to is only Tum'ah. Now, Tanu Rabbanan, Dam Shint Ma'uzrako, B'shogeg Hurtzah, Mezid Lo Hurtzah. If Dam became Tameh, so you're not supposed to do the Zerika, but if you did it, B'shogeg, we don't know what the Shogeg here is, it's accepted, but Mezid not. Medvar Moim B'Yachid, this is only if it's a Korban Yachid. Sibur, if it's korban sibur, then it's accepted in either case. But if it's a non-Jew's korban that he sent, in any circumstance, it's not accepted. And that's, of course, because the tzitz is meratzeh only for avon hakodashim asher hekdishu v'nei Yisrael and not non-Jews. Now, Rumini, here's the challenge. Brayta number 2 says, Alma tzitz meratzeh, what does the tzitz affect ritzui for? Adam v'alasar chelish ma? Bein b'shogeg, bein b'mezid, bein ba'onas, bein b'ratzon, bein b'yachid, bein b'tzibur. So even korban yachid, b'shmezid, is accepted. So we have a conflict in the Braitot. So Amar Rabbi Yosef Lokasha, Rabbi Yosef Rabbanan. He says it's Rabbi Yosef versus Rabbanan. Rabbi Yosef is the more expansive. D'tanya, ein tormin matameh ala tahor. In the context of truma, you're not allowed to take food which is tameh to cover food which is tahor. V'im taram, but if you did so, b'shogeg trumato truma, b'mezid in trumato truma, same as our first braita, so we fine you, as it were, for doing it b'mezid. Rabbi Yosef, b'mezid trumato truma, he says, no, it's valid in any case. So Rabbi Yossi sounds like he says, once something is mutar b'shogeg, we can't say make it a super mazi. So all we know from Rabbi Yossi in that braita is that he doesn't fine you for doing b'mezit. But we don't know that the tzitz affects ritsui for such things. And we know that he doesn't say that. The Tanya, Rabbi Elazar, Maratzitz, Maratzal, Achilot, that tzitz allows for achilot. Remember, the braita number two included basar, not just dam. So the tzitz also makes that the food can be eaten. Rabbi Yossi Bar Eina tzitz maratzal achilot, that it's not. So he can't be the author of braita number two. So we say epuch, maybe the positions are reversed. Rabbi Eliezer Omer Eina tzitz maratzal achilot, Rabbi Yossi Bar tzitz maratzal achilot. Makrav sheshet matzit avchat la, you can't switch that braita around. Why? Vatanya cho basar shnit malif nezri katamim yu chayavin alav mishum tuma. I might think that if basar became tame before you did zrikat adam, you'd be chayav for eating it because of eating the kodesh that's the tame. Tamalom kol tahor yochal basar. When do we say karet for somebody who's tame who eats basar, and now the inverse, which is for eating basar tame? When do we say that there's an isur there? Only kol tahor bo yochal basar, meaning Hanita le tahorin chayvin ala mishum tuma, only that which tahorin could eat, which is after zrikat adam. Shem tal tahorin en chayvin ala mishum tuma means it's not yet entered the realm of edibles that's involved in this pasuk. Maybe it's just meat that's going to be eaten, which means if tahorin could eat it, then you're chayv your tame, which means otziani etalan v'tayotze she'ena nechal en tahorin, and all I'm excluding is things that are not going to be eaten because the dam was lan, or because the basar was yotze, right? But not stuff that hasn't yet had zrikat tamin. Tamid lomar asher l'Hashem riba. Says the pasuk says asher l'Hashem, so it's inclusive to also include lifnei zrikat adam. To also include those lan and yotze. Yachol shen rabeta pigul notarot. I might think I should even include pigul and notar. Wait a second, notar atainu lan. We already included that from the ribui. Alaafa pigulin kin notarot. I might think pigul is included also. Talmud lomar mizavach hashtamim mi'eit. So there's a miut and a ribui. Umara ita l'rabot et elu tziat elu. I'm doing this quickly because the real point of this is to identify who the author is. Why do I include lan and yotze and exclude pigul? Rakatuv mi'eit. So I have both a ribui and a miut. Amarta rabani et elu shaital and shata kosher. Remember, notar and lan had shata kosher. They just were left over, or notar or yotze, or they were taken out. Motzi aniyat elu, but pigul not. Shaloi talan shana kosher was never kosher. Fim tomar basar shnit malifnei zrikat tamim v'achalol achar zrikat tamim neima chayivin alav mishum tuma. So if it became tameh beforehand, before zrika, and I ate it after zrika, why am I chayiv for tuma? That's the question. If I ate it before zrikat tamim, it wouldn't be chayiv for tuma. But if I ate it afterwards, why am I chayiv? Mnei shatzitz meratzeh. Oh, that's the breita. So you see that tzitz is meratzeh al achilot. The author of this breita believes it is meratzeh al achilot. Now, nitma in yotze lo. But only nitma, but not yotze. If it's yotze, tzitz is not meratze. Now, man shamale damar in zrika moelet li yotze, who's the famous Tana who holds that zrika does not count for something which is yotze? Rebbe Eliezer, in his machloket with Rebbe Akiva. Uktan in ratzat tzitz al achilot, and he's the one who says tzitz works for achilot, which means you can't turn around the earlier breita and say that Rebbe Eliezer is the one who says ena tzitz meratze al achilot, Rebbe Yossi is. So Rabbi Yossi cannot be the author of braita number two on top of the page. Okay? Ella Amar Rav Chista has another solution. Lokasha ha Rabbi Eliezer ha Rabbanan. Very simple. That Rabbi Eliezer is the one who says tzitz meratzel achilot, and he's the author of braita two, and Rabbanan are the authors of braita one. Aim at a shamal edu Rabbi Eliezer ratzat tzitz achilot, but that won't work because all we know is that Rabbi Eliezer says that tzitz works for food, for basar. But the lokanis mishamatle, but who says that Rabbi Eliezer holds that I'm not kones when you do something b'mezid and say you can't eat it, and say that it's not miratzeh. All right, we know that Rabbi Yossi is not kones mezid out to shogeg, but it doesn't allow for achilot, so he can't be the author of braita two. Now we got the opposite. We know that Rabbi Eliezer says tzitz meratzeh achilot, but we don't have a source that says that he doesn't find mezid out to shogeg. The answer is that we do. In kihecher shamal Rabbi Yossi shamal Rabbi Eliezer, we have the same statement. Tan Rabbi Eliezer omer ben shog men mezid trumato truma. The same ruling Rabbi Yossi issued about Trumat Tamei Ala Tahor, even with Mezid it's good. Rabbi Eliezer says the same thing. So, Emor Hashem Leidu Rabbi Eliezer B'Truma Tekila, but we only know that he says that about Truma, which is more lenient, B'Kodshim D'Chamir Miyav Shemot Leidu, does he say about Kodshim, which are more severe? So, Imken Haman Tarmeva. If that's the case, then Brayta number two has no author. So, by process of elimination, that's how we have to say it. Now, those are two solutions, Rav Yosef's solution, Rav Chista's solution, which split the Brayta between authors. We now have two very short solutions, which split the Brayta between Shogun and Mezid, as I alluded to when we first read it. Ravina mar tumato ben b'shogun ben mezid hurtza. The issue is, if the dam became tame, whether b'shogun mezid, then it's accepted. But zrikato b'shogun hurtza mezid hurtza. But if you did the zrika knowing what's happening, so the question is, where's the shogun here? Where's the mezid? Is the mezid that you knew it was tame and you threw it anyways? Then that's not acceptable. That's bright to one. But if the problem is that it became tame b'mezid, but then some coin did zrika b'shogun, then it's acceptable. Okay, Rav Shila Amar has the opposite. He says the Mezid Shogig fault line lies on the issue of Tuma, not on Zrika. Zrika could even be Mezid. Now Rav Shila had Mezid, but the wording of Brayta 2 indicates that it was the Tuma that happened, either Shogig or Mezid. He said, so read it, that it became Tomei b'shogeg, and then you did the Zrika, so kind of fit in Zrika into that line. So we have another question, which is a parallel language, Toshma, Damshin Ma'u Zrako, b'shogeg hurtza mezi lo hurtza. Again, it sounds like Ravina. Hakamar, Damshin Ma'u Zrako, b'en b'shogeg mezid, whether the Zrika or the shogeg mezid, and then go back, Nitma b'shogeg hurtza mezid lo hurtza. And that is how Rav Shila would reread that Brayta, as he would have to have read our Brayta number two, to support his resolution of the two Brayta. Okay, we'll pause at this point. Pick it up in the next podcast. In the meantime, we should have a wonderful day.